Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pop. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Sunday, Helios Deity Day, March the 20th of 2016, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we have part two of our introduction to this mind-blowing series that starts on Wednesday. This Wednesday at 8 p.m., I was debating on doing a new day series versus a night series. So if you have went to my website at masterteacher33.com and you've paid the fee for this mind-blowing series is $100, let me know if you would like to do the show at 12 noon every day or you want to stay with the evening time slot at 8 p.m. Central. Right now it's scheduled for 8 p.m. Central, starts on Wednesday, March the 23rd. It's a 10-hour series on the Earth's Forbidden Secrets. What we're going to share during this series, brothers, as I talked about in part one, is mind-blowing. I've never really shared. I've talked about how your blood type is your God type, but I never really broke down the celestial information that assigns you, based upon advanced civilizations and based upon all of the esoteric knowledge that the ancients had. See, the ancients had no religion. But instead, what they had was a deeper knowledge of understanding. And that deeper knowledge of understanding of not physical science, but spiritual science. What we are going to share during this series is the revelation and the significance of the old theories of celestial science. That's what Nikola Tesla knew. That's what Yahushua knew. Celestial science. What we have right now is terrestrial science. We have oil and gas. We still living according to the caveman mentality. It's not that that information is not available. It's not that the spiritual understanding is not available. It's just that we have not combined science and religion. When I started the Eagles Club, eagerly advancing godly living and economics, scripturally and scientifically, everybody told me you could not combine science and spirit. People still tell me that you can't combine science and spirit, and I combine it every day. So my brothers and my sisters, what are we talking about? Now, again, hopefully you listened to part one of the introduction because I went over what we're going to be discussing. I broke down the fact that we're going to be talking about blood. We're going to talk about this ideal, this pagan thing that we call marriage. Don't hang up. We're going to break it down for you during the series. We're going to talk about this Luciferian ideal that we call economics, capitalism. Don't hang up. We're going to break it down for you. We're going to talk about clarinomics. We're going to break down this ideal of religion, rely I on. The word religion is the word rely I on. It teaches you to rely upon something outside of your source, outside of yourself. We're going to break down, my brothers and sisters, this Constantine Roman Empire Christ that you have that is the making of the Council of Nicaea back in 325 A.D. We're going to break down Flavius Josephus. I've done the show already, but we're just going to remind you, and we're going to go deeper down the rabbit trail, my anointed brother. We're going to go deeper down the rabbit trail. We're going to go so far down the rabbit trail, we're going to connect all of the dots. That way, nobody will be able to control you any longer. None of this, you see, education and knowledge should not be the property of any elite club. Education and knowledge, spiritual education, spiritual knowledge, celestial education, celestial knowledge should not be just for the elite. Why is it that all of the major, I'm not talking about minors, the major athletes are O negative blood? Why are all of the major Hollywood stars, the major, I'm not talking about the little G's, I'm not talking about the billionaires, I'm talking about the multi-billionaires. Why are they all O negative? Why are the royals all O negative? We're going to break it down for you, my anointed brothers. We're going to break it down for you, my educated sisters. So you see, my brothers and sisters, we have been lied to. So we have to go all the way back. We have to look at Francis. Who is Franco Rossellini? We're going to break him down. We're going to break down, my brothers and sisters, Lo-Among. Who is Lo-Among? Lu-Among. We're going to break him down as well. We're going to break down, my brothers and sisters, in this next series, the Son of God, which is the S-U-N of the D-O-G, because, again, English is English. It's reverse. We're going to break down. We're going to break down the S-U-N, not the S-O-N, of the D-O-G, the dog star. We're going to break down, again, something that is so important. We're going to break down the green ones. Now, we've talked about the green ones before. We're going to break about Anunnakis and all of that good stuff. We're going to break down my Dagon. We're going to give you an understanding, my brothers and sisters. We're going to trace it all the way back so that no one will ever be able to control you again. And more importantly, as we've already discussed on many, many shows, and I've already broken down on many, many shows, but again, we have to go deeper now into the forbidden knowledge and the forbidden religions that the world tells us is forbidden. Now, the question that you should be asking yourself, my brothers and sisters, is the question that I keep posing, which is why we're doing this series. And the rest of the series that we're going to be doing in 2016, all of these series in 2016 is going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify hidden knowledge. Now, I broke down these words already in these terms. That is the most important thing because, again, the cost of the series is $100. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link. that says donation, make the $100 donation today. It starts on Wednesday. Now, if you can listen live every night, that's great. If not, at the conclusion of the series, we're going to put all 10 hours into a neat package, and we're going to basically email that to you. So that way you can listen to it at your leisure as many times as you like. You can go through the research. You can look up all of the definitions of the terms that I have in doing this series. And what you're going to find, my brothers and sisters, just like we did the last series, and I asked you to look up where Jesus said he was from. And if you look up where Jesus said he's from, Jesus says, I am from above. That word above is anno, anu, and it's anti. Who is anu and anti? Those are the two deities. How do you think you got here, man? Now it's time. Now we can play church if you guys want to play church, or we can be for real. I just decided to be for real. And I hope that everybody listening to this series and this show is for real. And what you're going to find out is a little depressing. But it's also very enlightening. Because during this series, brothers and sisters, we're going to remove, at least you'll be able to see clearly. And we're going to take you down the rabbit trail and going to reveal what people call the matrix. This harmonious arrangement. And this harmonious arrangement, again, is the false anti-spirit that is in the world. Now, this spirit, this disposition, again, is anti. It is contrary. It's what 1 John 4:3 talks about. So this false spirit of deception that is, again, promoted or that is allowed to exist, we have to understand because it's not what you've been taught. Contrary to popular belief, the false spirit is projected as the true spirit or the real spirit. Now, this is going to be tough. That's why I'm warning everyone in advance that this series is not for new believers. And I say this on every show. Because when you find out your God type is, or your blood type is your God type, and what you find out is that the seven churches represents the seven blood types. And as you continue, what you are going to find out, my brothers and sisters, is there are many different types of mankind. And when you find out how and why you have a RH, a factor attached to the surface of your blood, and then you're going to find out why your DNA has been turned off, and why I've been saying for 20 years that your Diakonia report turns on your DNA, because somebody turned it off. Now, the question that you should be asking yourself, the question that should be burning in your brain is who had to write or who turned off your DNA? Because I don't know about you, my brother and sister, but I was always told that, you know, my DNA was turned on. And now you mean to tell me that it's not turned on? So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because maybe you, like most people, don't understand that we only operate on 10%, if that. Maybe you don't understand that we only can perceive less than 1% of visible light before we used to be able to receive all of it. So who turned off your DNA? Why is your DNA turned off? How do we turn your DNA back on? These are the questions that you should be asking yourself, my brothers and sisters. These are the questions that we're going to be answering, because everybody tells me that, you know, there's these ascension techniques, breathing, yoga, diet, all of these things. Now, all of these things are part and parcel of the truth, but they're not the entire truth. Because how did Yahushua turn on his DNA so that way he could oscillate or vibrate all 12 strands or all 10 strands, depending on who you talk to, of the DNA? So you have the template of God, but the template is like you got the foundation, but you don't have the house. So the Bible says that you are the temple. The word temple means template. So you have the DNA of the gods inside of you, but the problem is which gods? So you're made in the image and the likeness of God, but no one shared with you At least no one shared with me. Let me just speak for myself. No one shared with me which God that I had the blood type of. And then when I asked people, nobody knew. You want to blow your cookies? If you're Rh negative, go to your doctor and ask him. Ask your doctor, where does Rh negative blood come from? Triple dare you to go ask your doctor. Any doctor. Anybody got a PhD in the medical community. And look at the look on their face when you ask them. Try to record it if you can. Now, there is, my brothers and sisters, a gnosis or knowledge that people don't share. That is what the advanced, whether we talk about the Atlanteans, whether we talk about the Hyperborea, whether we talk about Eden, the human race that we know was genetically created, or our genetics was manipulated. Now, that's pretty much common fact at this state of the game. Everybody knows that there's 250 genes that science cannot account for inside of our genome. So somebody interjected something. So those are the things that we're going to be talking about. What was interjected? Because why are the Rh negatives considered blue bloods? Why are Rh positive considered mixed blood? Why is the A negative considered mixed blood with Nephilim and human? Why is the A positive considered not mixed blood? And why is the B negative considered mixed blood with a different type of God and a different type of man? Why is B positive considered original blood that's not mixed? Then why is AB positive considered mixed blood with humans? And why is AB negative considered mixed blood? And it's the rarest because it's mixed with, again, a deity and a god. So we got blood. Please follow me. Now, we're going to break this all down during the series. I'm just trying to whet your appetite. Because what's your blood type, brother? What's your blood type, sister? Now, you guys know I've been doing this for 20 years. So inside of the Dear Kinnear report, that everybody that has a Dear Kinnear report, if you don't have one, you need to order it yesterday. You need to pull back out your Dear Kinnear report and look at your blood type. That's your God type. Do you believe that you are descendants from the gods, plural, more than one? What is the Holy Grail? What is the Holy Grail, and why are the royals not allowed? Why was Prince, whatever his name, why did he have to marry Princess Diana? Then after she gave him some heirs. You notice that she kind of disappeared? She had an accident. And then who's he married to right now? Wasn't he messing with her before Diana? Hooked up with Diana, had some babies, then he went right back to her. Why? What's her blood type? What's his? What was Princess Diana's blood type? What is Prince Harry? Why is his name Harry? You know, Adam means red, ruddy, hairy. So we got to break all of this down, my brothers, because this knowledge is just not taught. It's not that it's forbidden. It's not even hidden. Anybody can research what I'm sharing. People ask me all the time, hey, Doc, why do you charge $100, man, for this stuff? I thought the truth was free. It is. I'm charging you $100 for my time and my research. You don't want to pay me, look it up for yourself. But I've already researched it. I don't have a belief system. I have a knowing system. I don't believe anything. I know. Everything that I know, I can prove. Can you prove what you believe? That's the purpose for the show. The purpose for the show, my brothers, is for you to stand on solid ground and for you to understand, why is it that the Emerald Tablet is made up of a substance that doesn't age? Can somebody please explain that to me? Now, you can look at the mystery of the Emerald Tablet. Now, you all know what the Emerald Tablet is, right? It's this doctrine. It's this book. If you want, it's a tablet. that has mystical or magical properties. It's made up of spiritual technology. Now, we got all types of technology, but do you have spiritual technology? We got all types of sciences, but do you have spiritual scientists? See, the Emerald Tablet says that which is above is like that which is below, and that which is below is like that which is above. To achieve the wonders of the one thing, you must know the other. You see, the Emerald Tablet, my brothers and sisters, is considered one of the most ancient documents. It's like the Codex Gigas, the Devil's Bible. So inside of your DNA, you know, the science tells you, now, I triple dare anybody right now, if you're sitting at home, you got your computer, go to your computer, go to Google, any good research engine, type in the letters DNA. Click enter, and the DNA, it pulls up what your DNA is, and look at the definition of the word DNA. You'll see the word deoxyribonucleic. Look at the word DEO. Now, I've done the show already. You can go to Blog Talk, type in DEO, Master Teacher 33. It pulls up the show I did. You know who DEO is? Kind of like the DEA? You know that's a pagan entity, a pagan god? Who made your DNA, brother? Who made your DNA? You know that DNA stores biological information? You are a biological, electrical, chemical being. You know that DNA is the backbone? Do you know that the DNA is the backbone? But what holds the DNA together? Phosphate, phosphorus. Do you know phosphorus, phosphate is the English word for the Latin, Aramaic, Lucifer, or Lucifer? So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, anointed brother. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, my educated sister. Your DNA, your diroic, nucleic acid, whatever you want to call it, is a long molecule that contains your genetic code. How do you control your DNA? With sound, with frequency, with wave, with vibe. Who's the prince of the air? So your DNA, you ever watch the movie Lucifer? Lucy? Oh, was it called Lucifer? No, it was called Lucy. So Lucy is the female name for Lucifer. So you think you was watching Lucy, but you was watching Lucifer. But maybe you don't know who Lucifer is. He's also known as Shackless. So if you go to DNA and you type in your DNA, and if you go in and click on images and look at the DNA, it's a twisted ladder. You ever heard of Jacob's ladder in the Bible? What were they talking about? What were they talking about in the Bible when the angels descending and, you know, going? When God stopped Lucifer and asked him, well, remember the story of Job? God asked Lucifer, hey, homie, what you doing? He said he was going to and fro, up and down in the earth. What you made out of, brother? What is your body made out of? Dirt. What was Lucifer going up and down in? You. Do you know the number of the measure for the man? The measure of a man is 666. You know the number of the beast? The number of the beast and the number of the man is the same. 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons. But see, nobody tells you this person because they don't want you to know what I know. They don't want you to know what they know because they're scarred. They're scared that you just might decide. See, right now, their goal is to make sure you die before you figure this out. You think you get saved after you die? If you don't figure this out before you die, that's another study for another time. You see, my brothers and sisters, what is ascension? What is ascension and the forbidden secrets of religion? Anybody want to blow their cookies? Please, if you haven't joined me already, if you are an honest truth seeker, what is the secret of ascension and the forbidden secret of religion that either inhibits or assists in your ascension? Now, I don't like the word ascension. That's a new age term. When you say ascension, everybody get all, you know, they get their panties in the wad. They get all scarred because, that's new age, brother. I believe in Jesus Christ and him crucified. What does that mean? What does Jesus Christ and him crucified mean? Now, you say it, but do you know what it means? It's very important, my brothers and sisters, because we say words without looking at the definition of those words. And if you don't know what those words, because words are worlds, words create W-H-I-R-L-S, world. It's scalar. It's toroidal energy. It's donut energy. You ever seen a Taurus? T-O-R-U-S. He's the same as Horus. H-O-R-U-S. Who's Horus? Horus is the Taurus. Taurus is the Torah. So you got the Torah, right? You got the Old Testament. The Torah, what is the Old Testament, brother? What is the Old Testament? Who is it written by? Have you read Jeremiah 29 when it says you had inherited lies from your fathers who they inherited lies? Where is Abraham from? Who's Abraham's daddy? You know Abraham's daddy is Terah, T-E-R-A-H. Who was he? Who did he worship? So you mean to tell me, brother, you don't even know your own religion? Oh, you're a Muslim and a Christian. And these two fools fight each other and they got the same God. What the hell? Oh, let's say you're a Cretan. You're a Christian. You're a dwarf. I didn't call you that. Titus 3 says it. Don't believe me? Look it up. Triple dare to look up Titus 3. What is a Cretan? What is a Cretan? What is a Christian? Same God. He just divides himself, but he's the same God. He played both sides of the fence. You know the best way to win a war is to fund both sides? I don't know if you understand what I just said. Let me say it again. The best way to win a war is to fund both sides so that regardless of what side wins, you win. Let me say it again a little slower. Make sure you understand what I'm saying. What is the best way to win? Guaranteed, play both sides of the fence. Let me say it again. What is the best way to guarantee your success? Fund both sides of the fence. Fund both sides of the war. Fund both gods. So I don't give a rip if you worship the good one or the bad one. I don't care if you got the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It's the same tree. Knowledge of good and evil is on the same tree. So you got a good God or you got a bad God. They're on the same tree. You say, hold up, Doc. Hold up, man. What you saying, Doc? What you saying, man? Yeah, we're going to break it down for you, brother. We're going to break it down for you. Again, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Again, the series starts Wednesday. This will be the most dangerous series I've ever done in my life. People who talk about this kind of stuff come up missing. It's very important, my brothers and sisters. If you're under the age of 25, this series is not for you. If most men under the age of 40, this series may not be for you. Most men, we don't start doing anything until after the age of 40 when the light clicks on and kind of turns on. Now, there are some sharp brothers out there, don't get me wrong, and some sharp sisters under the age of 40. If you're one of them, this show is for you. If you haven't listened and if you haven't read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, it is a requirement for you to take this series. So before you send me your $100, make sure that you listened to the series that I did on 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, or please, for your safety, please at least read that scripture. Now, you should be asking yourself, what does it have to do with this? Because, see, what I'm about to share is only spiritually discerned. So you cannot discern. Now, I did four-part series. It's on Blog Talk for free. It's called The New Covenant, written not on tablets of stone, but on human hearts. Please, before you can listen to this series that starts on Wednesday, please listen to those four parts. They're 30 minutes each. They're free. Here on Blog Talk, the title of the series again, not written on tablets of stone, but on human hearts. So the only way that you can digest this information that I'm getting ready to share is if you have something that's not written on a tablet. It's not written with ink. It's not written with a pen and paper. It's not no hieroglyphics. It's not on no stone wall. It's not in the MO tablets. What I'm sharing is only shared from heart to heart. What I'm sharing can only be shared using celestial science. What I'm about to share affects you on a cellular level. I am communicating nucleotide to nucleotide. I'm taking my nucleus and I'm talking to your nucleus. Because the nucleus is the new nucleus. It is the new clear. It is the new clay. So my new clear, my nucleus is going to communicate with your nucleus. Doesn't it? No flesh involved. No flesh whatsoever. I'm not speaking to your flesh. Your flesh is not going to be tickled during this series. You're not going to be emotional during this series. Because what we're going to do is we're going to bypass all of the physical, and we're going to replace it with a personal transformation, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And what we're going to do is we're going to bypass it, the flesh, and we're going to talk spirit to spirit. And so the Spirit of God is going to communicate with your spirit. That is why this series is so dangerous and so important. That's why it is called Forbidden Knowledge and Forbidden Religion. Because God has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. He's written them on the hearts and the minds of his people. So it's simply awakening the spirit that is within you. Important that you know in advance how this knowledge, how this information, again, is transferred. Because information, my brothers and sisters, can create a deformation instead of a transformation if you are not ready to receive it, meaning that if your DNA is not ready. And the way that your DNA is ready, again, has nothing to do with the physical. You can't do no yoga. You can't do no sun gazing. You can't do no breathing techniques. All that's physical. It requires a spiritual preparation. That spiritual preparation is what we call a mental preparation. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So the base pairs of your DNA is 4. Adenine, thymine, guanine, and cytosine, how you pronounce it. Anyway, those 4 DNA molecules make up your DNA structure. But there is a phosphate backbone. Phosphate. My brothers and my sisters, we have to bypass that to activate and turn your genes on, your code on. That's what this teaching is all about. Please, it's very important, brothers and sisters, go to the website at masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Again, cost of the series is $100. If you need assistance with that, we want to do a payment plan, just email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. So that way we can make sure that you're on this series. And again, finances, money is never an issue. We can definitely work out a payment plan if needed. My brothers and my sisters, again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity.
Adrian Adonis.
God bless
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tear your fucking past to Robin Master. To take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
even if you ain't the same. And treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Robux. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a